Hey, Aaron, welcome to At the Hop.
Thanks a lot, man. How are you?
Good. How are you? How did your how did you get started in the music business?
Let's see. Well, as being my dad was in the business forever, always tended towards music than anything else. When I was in high school, didn't really have the look for the 80s band, so I started working behind the scenes and just started being a roadie for a lot of local bands. And one thing led to another, and I just kept moving up the pole, and I've been doing this for like 27 years now.
That's fabulous. What kind of bands have you worked with? Any big ones?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm with CeeLo Green right now. I spent 5 years with Marilyn Manson. I spent 2 years with Creed, a year with Smashing Pumpkins, Breaking Benjamin. Seven Dust, Slayer.
Yeah.
A whole bunch.
And how has that experience been overall? Pretty good?
Yeah, well, the business has changed a lot, unfortunately. But, I mean, when I was younger, it was awesome. You know,
yeah.
I was having a blast. Now it's like, you know, all these, it just seems like you don't really have to have any talent anymore to be a star.
That's
what all these shows on TV where people write their songs for them and play and sing for them, and it's crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what was your experience like years ago? Can you tell me what you remember the most?
I don't know if I can say it on the radio or not. this was during the 80s and 90s. We was just all out fun, man. We had so much fun to it, touring, but there was a lot of loyalty back then, and before the internet came along, you could go out with a band and tour for 2 years off one record.
Exactly.
But now you're lucky to get 6 months.
Wow, that's changed.
It's changed a whole lot because, people don't, they can watch a concert online. They don't have to go buy the record. They buy the song online.
Exactly.
And it's just changed a lot.
Plus with YouTube and everything, people can just see it all on YouTube now.
Exactly.
It's amazing how much that has changed.
Yep.
What are you doing in the present time?
I work for CeeLo Green right now.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to New York tomorrow. Set him up. We're filming the Today Show and Jimmy Fallon on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What is it like behind the scenes on the Today Show? How does that work?
Oh, it's an early load. We load in the gear at 3 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah. So
yeah.
We start setting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and, we do camera blocking and all that around 5 a.m. and rehearsal, sound check, and then start filming like around 8 o'clock.
That's cool. Does it run smoothly, or is it?
They have a tight ship. They've done so many bands up there, it's like clockwork.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What are your plans for 2013? What bands are you going to be with?
He has a lot of stuff coming up. I really like working for him. He's a great artist, and he treats me very well. And he's doing a residency in Las Vegas.
Oh really?
Yeah, at Planet Hollywood. So
we'll
be out there for about 2 months.
How long do you usually stay away from home? Do you live in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I do. I'm usually on the road about 9 to 10 months out of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's not like I'll come home for a week and then go back out. Come home for 2 weeks, go back out. It's not like I'm not home for like a month in a row.
That must be cool, though. I mean, you get to see the whole country like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the whole world actually.
Meet all the loyal fans and everything.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Exactly.
When I was young, it was great. I'm a little older now, so it's a little hard to travel.
Exactly. I'm just getting started out, so it's pretty cool.
15-hour plane rides kill me.
Exactly. Do you drive now, or do you airplanes?
We usually on a bus and or a plane.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's a little easier.
Do you guys have a website or anything?
I don't have a website personally. No, I'm pretty much self-employed, and my name is out there. If people need someone, I'm lucky enough to they call.
Exactly.
So I've been doing it for that long, that people know who I am.
Any cool old stories you could tell us about some of the groups you've been, the old rock and roll stories?
Wow, let's see. I have to think about that one for a minute. Because I have to sign confidentiality agreements.
Oh, okay.
With artists.
Oh, I don't want to get in trouble, my friend.
Right. So I don't want to get myself in trouble either.
Exactly.
I mean, I've had a great run. I can't complain. I mean, I've done it for this long. I made a career out of it, and you know, I enjoy, it's good to enjoy what you do for a living.
Exactly. How do you feel about the oldies and the rock and roll? That's what I play down here.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I grew up with the oldies. You know, my dad and his group singing in the basement, and, you know, it hooked me. I always tell him I wish I could have grown up during that time period, like the 50s and 60s.
That's because, like, what me, I'm 25 years old. I would love to have grown up then. It just seems
right,
like
exactly,
such
exactly.
a fun, fun time.
So cool, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it would be a different world, and the music scene was just, it was so fresh and new and just exciting, man. It would have been awesome.
Exactly.
You know?
What do you think's changed so much in the music business after all these years?
Definitely, you know, the internet. It crushed it. When Napster came out, it just was the end of the record companies, but it was the end. You'll never have another band like Aerosmith.
Exactly.
Never have another band like Pink Floyd.
Exactly.
Those bands are gone.
What I was telling your dad in my interview, it's like what he saw in 1964 with the Beatles and Rolling Stones. You'll never see that again,
nope.
I don't think.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's amazing.
And that sucks.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I mean, the music from back then was all. I mean, that's what I listen to now.
I mean, can you imagine what it would have been like to have seen Elvis and the Beach Boys all come up to fame and have all this great new music? I mean, it's amazing back then.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That would have been killer. I wish I could have done that.
What is your favorite artist?
My favorite artist. You have to go with the Beatles. I mean, they're the killers of rock and roll, man. I love them. As far as nowadays, I'm a big Seal fan. I just love the way he writes, and I love the way he records.
Exactly. My favorites is probably Buddy Holly, and then that. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna have to wrap things up soon. Is there anything
okay.
else you'd like to say?
No. Just thank you very much for taking time out to, you know, talk about my career. It's great. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, buddy.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.